What age did you start?
14, 15.
Yeah. Apprentice?
No.
No, straight, just straight worker?
Straight moulder.
Right. And that would have been when? What year? Do you remember? Roughly?
When I left school.
Right. Straight from school.
I was 37. I don't know, 14, from 37 I was born, so it's going to be early, mid-50s.
51. 50s, I should 51. Say. Something like that,
yeah.
Right. Okay, so what sort of wages did you start on?
I started as a piece worker.
Right.
Which means that whatever you put down, you got paid.
Yeah.
So that could be anything. Each individual box, what they were called then, was individually priced. And take an example, because then you have to take an example, say a box of worth a casting was worth £2,
right.
But you got, if it was drain, you got 30 plus 50 30 plus 40 plus 50 on top of the original price,
right?
So you had to be a mathematician,
goodness me, yes,
to work your wages out.
Yeah.
And then you had a thing called soil,
mm-hmm.
which didn't get that amount added on.
Mm.
So you could earn, well, it was the best paying job in Manor Garden City as a piece worker.
Yeah.
Because I'd be honest with you, I worked there and I could go out, and I did. My father didn't like it. I brought a Teddy Boy suit, paid cash.
Yes.
Paid cash.
Right. The full McCoy.
The full lot.
The full lot.
But I paid cash for it. That's the earnings I had.
Yes.
See, so my brother, my eldest brother, he's an apprentice, so therefore he didn't get it. My younger brother, who came with me, after me, he's a lot younger than me, he was also piecework.
Right.
So it's what you made is what you get. Differently to what people think,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't what you, when it was cast, it come out. It's what was you made in the box.
Right.
So if you like made 10, 12 boxes, that's what you got paid for.
Right.
When you cast them, if it didn't come out right, it didn't make no difference.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Except they didn't like it very much when
they normally come out. If the sand was too wet, which was called black sand, it was a mixture, black sand, red sand, and white rock.
Mm-hmm.
And you had your pattern, you cast it, and you had to sprinkle, when you took the pattern out, you sprinkled coal dust over it.
Right.
So therefore we were breathing coal dust.
Lovely.
Anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And what you did, you cast with a ladle.
Yes. It's
called a ladle.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to, in the morning, you went in and you put clay all in that so that it didn't leak.
Mm-hmm.
And you got it from the bogey. The bogey used to come from the furnace. That was about 1,300 weight of molten metal,
mm-hmm.
poured in, and then you carried it and poured it. And like a lot of people in work there, that's all, these little spots were all iron burns.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And when it's sprigger. And cast iron, 1300 degrees plus, was, if it burnt you, it didn't burn, it burnt, but it spread for 3 or 4 days later, and it spread inwards.
Ooh, painful.
Well, I got one in the eye, and I was taken to Moorfields Eye
Hospital. Right.
Didn't, what you call, didn't wear safety glasses when you first started. There was no such thing as safety with this health and safety business.
Right.
You could go to work in a suit.
Yes.
And you had a lovely showers built. Purposely built, and then you hang your and you put your own trousers, your working trousers on, which could have been burnt and ripped, and you got a bit of wire and tied them up. And when you went home, you went and had a shower, washed up, and you could walk home as if you'd worked in an office in a suit. It was done on rotation. You had first of the first, second of the first, third of the first, so on. That was the bogey out of the furnace.
Mm-hmm.
If you was first of the first, you could go in very early.
Right.
And you put your castings down, your moulds down, and you was the first bogey out, you could go in at 6 and you would be home by 1.
That's good.
But if he was late, last bogey out, he wouldn't probably get home to about 4 or 5 o'clock.
Right. But what time would you go in then if you were last?
He wouldn't go in to about 9 o'clock or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And do your work and get on with it.
Mm. Mm.
And then you knock what they call knock out, and pile them up, and people come in and pick them up later. You just lift them, and then you have to dampen your sand down. And what you do is, what you did was just threw it backwards to the end of the thing where you worked. You had a galley, and you had boxes all there, which you had. And then when you come in and you started work again, the first box would go there, and then the next box, the next box, the next box.
Right.
So you were in a line.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. We made all sorts of stuff. We made drain covers and drain things for the road.
Yeah.
We made P traps, S traps. They also made bank pipes, which carry the water underground.
Mm-hmm.
Made guttering, fancy guttering.
Right.
They made all sorts of stuff there. Right. I've seen train wheels made there and all.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
And they took a long time. You moulded it, and then you cast it, let it sink a bit, then put some more metal in, and you wouldn't open that for about 2 days.
Right.
And when you opened it, it was still red hot.
Right.
But I've seen it done.
And yeah.
You had aluminium, brass, which was completely, that was old in the ground.
Yeah.
And you had a thing where you put the brass, the aluminium in, or the brass in.
Right.
And when it was molten, you could cast in brass or aluminium.
Uh-huh.
So it was like that. And if a bogey was not done properly, okay.
Yeah.
And it started to leak on the floor, right?
Yeah.
Everybody run. And yes. If I say I saw men run 30, 40 yards in about 2 seconds, because when it hit the wet ground, cold, it exploded.
Yes, of course it would.
And it went up to the roof, and then it would come down like rain. So you just ran.
Yeah.
Got out of the way.
Still red hot when it came down?
Of course it was still hot.
Yeah, yeah.
It was molten when it went up.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was good, like, you know, I mean, you worked in what they call a squad.
Mm-hmm.
So 1, 2, 2, 4, 6 men.
Right.
And one was first of the first, and he didn't use all the metal, then he would hold it onto the next one.
Right.
And in my squad, there was a boy called Shields and me.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was my Uncle Rowley and Darkie Newman. Darkie Newman was a cousin to my father.
Right.
And that was my step uncle, if you like.
Right.
So it was a family. Family it was. Most people that worked there were families. Because there was the Sneddens, there was the Salmons. Salmon, who used to be a boxer, all them, and there was Johnson's and other people all worked there together. Young, the tailors, there's a couple of tailors, and it's like a family. Each group was a family. It was, it,